Sushi for Beginners by Marianne Keyes. Dervla and Kelvin turned to each other, their mouths open but silent in a synchronization of uncontrollable laughter to come. They'd never heard anything so funny in their lives. Monthly! Dervla heaved in disbelief. Weekly? Kelvin went one better. Then Dervla noticed Blizz's frown and hurriedly calmed down. No, twice a year mostly. The Catholic judge was weekly, but everything else comes out in spring and autumn, unless there's some sort of disaster. Remember autumn 1999? She turned to Kelvin. Kelvin obviously did because the laughter started anew. Computer virus, Kelvin explained. Wiped everything. It wasn't funny at the time. But clearly it was now. Look. Dervla steered Lisa toward a rack on which various glosses were displayed. She handed her a slender volume that declared itself to be Hibernian Bride, Spring 2000. That's not a magazine, Lisa thought. That's a pamphlet. A leaflet, in fact. Nothing more than a memo. Hell, it's barely a post-it. And this is Spud, our food magazine. Dervla handed another pamphlet to Lisa. Shona Griffin edits that as well as Gaelic Knighting and Irish Gardening. Another member of staff had just arrived. Too boring to qualify even as nondescript, Lisa thought in disgust. Medium height, balding and wearing a wedding ring. Human wallpaper. She could hardly be bothered to say hello to him. This is Gary Gotson, the art director. He doesn't talk much, Trick said loudly. Sure you don't, Gary. Blink once for yes, twice for fuck off and leave me alone. Gary blinked twice and maintained a stony face. Then he smiled widely, shook Lisa's hand and said, Welcome to Colleen. I've been working on the other magazines here, but now I'm going to be working exclusively for you. And me, Trix reminded him. I'm her PA, you know. I'll be giving the orders. Jesus, Gary muttered good-naturedly. Lisa tried hard to smile. Trix rapped lightly on Jack's door, then opened it. Jack looked up. In response, his face was slightly mournful and hound-dog, and his low black eyes held secrets. Then he saw Lisa and smiled in recognition, even though they'd never met. Everything lifted. Lisa? The way her name sounded when uttered by him stirred something warm in her. Come in. Sit down. He scooted around his desk and came to shake her hand. Lisa's let heavy foreboding gave her some breathing space. She liked the look of this Jack. Tall? Tick. Dark? Tick. Well played? Tick. He was a managing director, even if it was only of an Irish company. And there was something slightly unorthodox about him that excited her. Though he wore a suit, she sensed it was under duress, and his hair was longer than would have been considered acceptable in London. So what if he had a girlfriend? When had that ever been an impediment? We're all very excited about Colleen, Jack insisted. But Lisa heard a nugget of wariness at the heart of his statement. His smile had disappeared, and he was once more serious and broody. Then he proceeded to tell Lisa about her team. There's Trix, your PA, then your assistant editor, a woman called Ashlyn. She seems very efficient. So I've heard, Lisa said dryly. Calvin Carter's exact words had been, You'll provide a vision, she'll do the donkey work.